Romans chapter 8, the Holy Spirit and prayer, verses 26 and 27. There we go. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words, and he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. All right, so quick question right in the beginning. What percentage of believers struggle when it comes to praying? What would you guess? I don't have, it's not like I did an internet search or anything, just getting your opinion. What would you think? 80%, Jim? All right, so we have an 80%. Higher, lower?
70%.
70? All right, so kind of in the same ballpark. Yep, James?
Are we talking in their own eyes or in the eyes of God?
Someone who's actually being honest with themselves.
Probably 100%.
Okay. All right. Be like everybody. All right. Well, you'd probably say the same in the eyes of God too then. I would, for me anyway, probably the hardest thing about the Christian life is just really having effective prayer and making that happen. So what are the struggles that you face? Or maybe you say, well, you know, if you don't want to share something too personal that someone else has shared with you, that you would say is a struggle in prayer. Anybody?
Well, no, I'll say it. Knowing that you sin and you know what I mean. You're working out your, you know what I'm saying. It's like, okay, like when I holler or scream at the kids, before I get up, I say, Holy Spirit, Lord, please help me. The guard around my mouth, let me be edifying, all that. And then I go out there and you know what I mean? Three boys, I'm done.
Right.
Place. You know, and then it's just like, you know, and I don't want to behave like that. So then I'm wondering, you know, is God going to listen to my prayers? I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep asking for forgiveness. I'm going to keep going to him because he's really rounded me off a whole bunch. But that's a big one when it comes to prayer.
All right. So how could we summarize that?
Sabotaging your own prayer life.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there an E on the end?
O-T-A-G.
Close enough.
B-O-T-A-G.
B-O-T.
Our name is spelled after Bugs Bunny. Sabotaging.
All right.
That's right.
Okay, David.
For me, it's staying focused, though. When I'm praying, your mind will start drifting and thinking about the things you have
okay.
to do.
Okay. All right, Drew?
For me, I keep asking for the same things every day, and I'm wondering, he knows that. Am I supposed to try to mix up my prayers, pray for things that I'm not really in touch with, you know, pray for my family's health and well-being and pray for salvation for family members. I mean, it's like I'm a broken record.
Right. Yeah. Try
praying scripture.
Okay.
So the Holy Spirit can help us remember what was said.
Chris, all right.
Praying to pray.
Is that an E or an I? I think it's an E.
Your wife said she thinks it's an I, so I put an I.
That's what spell check's for. Man.
I don't know, so I would feel okay with the E.
Or autocorrect. What's that?
I said that autocorrect will get you.
No, I know it does too, but I know. Chris?
Also being specific.
Okay. Or not being specific?
Or not being specific. Just being vague.
Okay. Troy?
Not being consistent. Constant.
What about asking the Holy Spirit what you should be praying for?
Yeah.
Because they'll lead you in what?
All right. The failure to ask the Holy Spirit what you should be praying for. All right. Other struggles in prayer?
Listening.
Okay. Listening. You know, praying and then just pausing and giving the Holy Spirit an opportunity to speak to you.
Anger.
Anger? Okay. As in not praying when you're angry, or just...
No, you'd be praying about something and you'll just start thinking on it, dwelling on it during your prayer. And
getting angry during it.
Getting angrier and...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Almost, maybe becoming robotic.
Okay, robotic.
I have to pray. It's not really personal anymore.
Checking the
block. Yeah, you're checking the block more.
Right. Kind of similar to what Drew was saying, just, you know, I pray the same things every day, and, you know, surely God knows, you know, I want my granddaughter saved and this and that and the other. Why do I need to say it every day? So it just gets to be very robotic, trying to avoid that. Glenn?
I worry. I'm asking for, praying for trivial things.
Okay. Are my requests important? Right, good.
Sometimes putting yourself before God.
Okay.
The ACTS.
Adoration, confession.
Adoration,
thanksgiving,
confession.
Supplication.
Thanksgiving.
Assuming self.
Supplication.
Supplication.
Yeah. Supplication.
All right. I think I spelled all those right.
There's no squiggly lines.
That acronym.
What's that?
There's no squiggly lines underneath.
Should there be? gotcha. The autocorrect. All right, I'm tracking that.
Doesn't that acronym ACTS come from the Lord's Prayer? He taught his disciples, here's how you should pray, and we've looked at it, and we've said, give praise to God first, then forgive me for my daily bread.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of boils it down. Any other thoughts? Can anybody think of anything else? Struggles that we face when we pray? How about some of these? Do you ever struggle with how you should pray about something? You know, I mean, often, you know, just, you know, many of the requests that we get, you know, somebody with cancer and whatever, you know, the brain tumor. You know, sometimes it's, you know, my struggle is you pray for healing and you just pray for God to take them because, you know, what quality of life would someone have at, you know, which direction kind of thing.
Well, you know, in that situation, you basically ask for healing. You have to add in if it is by your will.
Right, and which all of these things are. You know, what is the Father's will in any given situation? You know, so again, it's all according to God's will, But, you know, we can't just go, God, whatever your will is, make it happen. I mean, we're still supposed to make our requests known and...
Right.
Share with God what we, you know, what we would like to see happen. You know. Which again is always that struggle. And I think part of that is as we mature in our belief, as we mature as believers, I think, or as we begin thinking more like Christ and more along the lines of Scripture, that how we pray changes a little bit. Because it's not just, you know, I want, you know, now it's, you know, that's going, that our desire changes a little bit, or should change a lot as we go along the way. You know, how should I express myself to the Father to convey what I really need? You know, again, sometimes that really comes back to sometimes just the Holy Spirit having to intervene. True.
The Bible says He knows what we want before we ask.
Yeah. And
so it's like, I've heard people say, well, why should I even pray? Because He knows what's coming in my heart. So He should just act according to His will. I mean, that's not a good reason not to pray, but it's out there.
It is. Mm-hmm. And yet we're also commanded to pray. So
it's like,
right.
Yeah, maybe
Troy?
I like to dig deep into the Psalms quite a bit.
Okay.
Those seem to be helpful.
Yeah.
I think it's...
So for, like, what David's right. Just really sharing his heart and saying,
like,
God,
this.
Yeah, right, yeah. So digging into the Psalms, you see David going, you know, God, you know, you know, destroy all these people because look what they're doing to me. But then on the flip side, you know, he's, you know, saying, you know, be merciful. You know, so kind of two things. Debbie?
I like to think of it as not necessarily as what he thinks, what I think he needs to hear from me because he doesn't know, but it's me showing my reliance on him in faith that I need to trust in him and rely on him. And also trying to remember to pray for the things that are going well in my life, as well as just not turning to Him when I'm in trouble.
Okay.
So I have to. That's probably my thing, is reminding myself to pray, thanking Him for the blessings that I have, and just being grateful. But again, I know He doesn't need to hear all the words because He knows. But it's just my reliance and my trust in Him.
Okay.
This is the relationship He wants with you.
Okay. The relationship.
Yeah, that's why He created us.
Right.
That relationship with them. And it's like if you think about your daughter or your granddaughter, you know, it's that kind of relationship with God. It's more intimate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you talk to them.
Yeah, I was saying that with Debbie. You know, it's, you know, all of us that are parents, you know what your children need even before they're really asking for it,
mm-hmm.
kind of idea.
Right.
But you still want, often as parents, maybe it's our rebellious streak or whatever, but, you know, sometimes you just want them to ask.
Yeah.
You know, you could just give them, but sometimes you withhold just to wait and see, will they actually ask for it? You know, and when they do ask, of course, you know, then it's, you know, yes, for sure. You know, we'll do that, or I can make that happen. But again, we want them to verbalize that. We want them to actually ask for it instead of just giving them everything.
Want versus me. It shows a bit of maturity too.
Okay, shows maturity.
And so this is me showing my maturity as a Christian.
Okay, good. Kathy, what were you saying?
Well, I remember my teacher telling me, want versus need. Do you want this grade? Do you need this grade? Why do you need it? Well, I want to play sports. Then you want it that bad, then you will buckle down.
Right.
Same with my mom. You want that? Why? What is it a need?
All right, so the difference between a want and a need. You know, do we share just needs with God or needs and wants? You know, and which one do we put more emphasis on as we go through?
But we're supposed to bring everything to them. Little things.
Yeah.
You know, not just the big things, but I need healing. You know, like, you know, how I speak to people. You know, let them hear my heart. You know, God, self gets in the way, you know what I'm saying? And myself, I get in the way. question. It makes me think about the one woman in the Bible who keeps going to the judge.
Judge, yep.
Keeps going. He finally gives her what she wants because he just wants to get rid of her. You know, and in John 14 it says, in solemn truth I tell you, ask anything in my name and you shall receive it. It brings praise to the Father for what I will do for you. Yes, ask anything in my name. So when I pray, I'm trusting that He's guiding my thoughts, the Holy Spirit is, so in that way I'm not off track. And sometimes I get off track, but then He'll bring that back, you know.
Yep, there's something to be said about the squeaky wheel.
Every time somebody said something, I'm like, oh, that made me think of this.
All right, how often do you, I think a couple of you kind of mentioned this in here, but you know, you, due to your emotions, whether it's anger or just sorrow or whatever, you know, you get to where you're just at a loss for words, you know, as you pray, and it's, you just don't know really what else to say or how to verbalize something, vocalize it. You know, the confusion with conflicting possibilities or problems. You know, trying to think through in our finite minds, how should I pray about this? Because, you know, if this happens, then, you know, this is what might happen. You know, keep going. And, you know, if I pray this way and that happens, then, you know, this is where that path goes. And, you know, so again, it's almost, you know, not really... You know, we struggle with trusting in the providence of God and allowing Him to do a work in that. You know, and sometimes, you know, just feeling like you are really being assaulted and just struggling with even being able to pray at all. And so just lots of different ways that we struggle in prayer and with prayer. And of course... You know, why is prayer such a let's see, how can I word this? Good. Why would Satan fight against believers so hard when it comes to prayer?
He's blocking us from talking with God.
All right. He's trying to keep us from talking with God.
I think we really look at it. We're spies in the land.
Okay.
Right. And we should be praying about what we see. That's what we should be constantly doing. We're prevented from doing that. We're in effect.
All right.
Spies.
Right. Good. You know, so Satan's going to attack us and try to keep us from praying because he doesn't want us to have that relationship with God. He doesn't want us to, you know, confess sin. He doesn't want us to seek the will of the Father. He doesn't want us to share our thoughts and wants and, you know, with God, because he knows that will draw us closer to him, and he's trying to drive that wedge between us and keep us separated from the Father. And he knows that, you know, if we aren't in prayer, then we're in disobedience, and God's not going to bless disobedience. And, you know, on and on, you know, God's going to, you know, he won't hear the prayer of someone if they have sin in their life and other issues there. So, you know, Satan's not stupid. You know, we've got to understand that Satan is, you know, he knows what he's doing. And he understands the mind of God. And so he understands how to drive a wedge between us and God and try to keep that separation. And we have to work even more diligently to overcome that and to not allow him to destroy that in our lives. So did Jesus ever struggle when it came to praying? If so, when? All right, the Garden of Gethsemane, right? You know, great example. You know, we have several instances of Christ praying, but, you know, not anything maybe real, real specific. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, yeah, he struggled with that. You know, again, because he knew what was getting ready to happen to him, and that conflict of in his humanity, he didn't want to go through with it. But in his submission to the Father, he was willing to, but he needed the strength. He was failing in his strength, of his human strength, to do that. You know, and so again, we see that exemplified in him. And we have that same struggle at times. So, you know, we shouldn't beat ourselves up when we go, well, I struggle in praying. Well, yes, Jesus did too. But he didn't quit. You know, he continued to pray. He continued to beg God three times. You know, he went back and asked God. And yet, you know, each time he said, but not my will, your will, Father. You know, I want your will to be done. So that kind of came back to what somebody mentioned earlier, you know, just remembering, you know, God, this is what makes sense to me, but, you know, it's not what I want. It's I want what you want. So if this is not the right way to pray, then show me that. Change my thought. Change my mind. You know, show me where how I should be praying about something, how I should be praying about this in a different way, so that it will come to pass. So it's important that we are sensitive to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So let me throw this one out. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit, and we'll talk about it some more next week. But what are we to do when we are struggling to pray or knowing how to pray? All right, listen to the Holy Spirit. All right, listen to his word. Kind of comes back to what Troy said. Pray the scripture and really focus on scripture.
Maybe that would be a time when you should listen.
All right. Okay, good. Take a moment and just stop and pause and listen to see if, okay, am I struggling in prayer because God just wants me to shut up and listen to him right now?
He's told me that a couple times. I don't know why.
And I know the Holy Spirit speaks through Millie to tell you that, like, all the time.
Troy? I've got to get other people involved in sports.
All right, getting other people involved.
Yeah, they're really honest.
Okay, good. You know, speaking with others to see.
Praying with others.
Or praying with others. Okay. All right, getting others to pray with you. Good, Mary?
It really helps me to make lists. That way I don't forget important things.
Good,
or
right.
Or have a prayer journal. And that way you're covering the important things. I'm a visual learner.
Right.
I just need it in front of me.
Yep, good. I know that feeling. I am too. Visual learner.
I think having a set time.
Okay.
Because life is busy.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I pray during the whole day, but, you know, just a certain time that you're just going to connect.
Right. And focus on specific things.
Yes.
Okay. Good. All right, so if you're struggling to pray or knowing how to pray, ask the Holy Spirit, get in his word, ask others to pray with you. Just be consistent, having a set time, and just don't forsake that. Just, again, be consistent in that. You know, keep a journal, keep a prayer log, you know, a prayer list, you know, and, you know, record answers to prayer. Or record when, you know, if you're praying for one thing and you felt like the Holy Spirit's guided you differently, make a record of that. You know, make a quick note of that so that you're tracking that. So that you can go back and see how God is working or the Holy Spirit is working. All right, good. Let me see what I have up here. You know, trust the Holy Spirit. Ask for help. The Holy Spirit dwells within us to help us in our prayer life. And then, you know, realize that you can count on him to make your prayers effective. Yeah, that's part of what he wants to do for us as believers, is to, you know, make our lives and our prayers effective for that. All right, any closing thoughts?
I do.
Yep, Don?
You know, everything we talked about this morning makes sense. It took me a long time to understand. In my journey, when I first started praying, God, I didn't know how to. I didn't know what to pray. But in my life now, it's God is so important. He begins my day, and he ends my day. The Holy Spirit walks with me all the time. And I haven't had my cell phone, Steve, for a while. It's a story about that. the devil has attacked me the last few weeks. He's attacking me now with the diarrhea. That
right.
It doesn't stop me from prayer. In fact, you know, I pray for the leadership of this church.
Right.
I will generally send out text messages. So I know Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, they're prepping for the delivery of sermons. So they're asking God for discernment. I will send them a message saying, I encourage you, I'm with you now, and I'm praying with you that God will open your eyes and give you the message that we will receive from Him. It's not just the pastors in this church.
Right.
I have many pastors in the beginning, and I know a lot of churches. I have a lot of pastor friends. I encourage all of them. Some of them call me a Barnabas. That's fine.
Right.
But it's the Holy Spirit who wants me to do this. I show up for my work every day, almost every day. And I start my day with a prayer that God will send me the people to my business that I'll have a chance to pray with. And I give out testaments to my customers. Every once in a while, every time, it depends on what the situation is. If it's one or two that are acceptable, I'll pray with them. Some of them even give me a hug. You know, it's the relationship that I have with my God. He has blessed me so much that I give back all the time. And my children see that. My children, my son and my daughter-in-law work in my business. They see this. They don't approve of all this. But I'm praying that someday they'll accept me. My son is very, very smart about the Bible. He was baptized when I was in Panama at a young age. I was not part of that journey. I pray with my son. He's a very intelligent man. He knows the Bible better than I can, actually. He does not have the faith. So you can have knowledge, but if you don't have the faith, you're much better. But I'm not. I'm Baptist. So you're going to be hearing from me.
All righty. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank you for these testimonies. Thank you for the way in which you continually work in our lives. Thank you that we have the Spirit within us every day, all throughout the day, and that He won't forsake us, He won't leave us, that we can utilize Him. Just really, we need to be cognizant and thinking of that all throughout the day and realizing the great power that we have within us. Help us to rely upon Him more and to work in His strength more. And we'll thank you in your name. Amen.